This is Tracy, and today I learned some things, and I'd like to just record a few videos, quick ones, to share with you some of the notes that I took for my exciting TED Talk. Something that, like, clicked with me was your story, right? We all have one, and we all have a reason that things have happened to us. Sometimes not our choice, obviously. But being in marketing for years, like, you know, the thing has been, tell your story. But no one ever said, you have the crayons. You have the ability to tell yourself a different story. There was a great poet that spoke today, and he told a story of how he was, when he was very young and in elementary school, they were doing some genealogy, sort of find out about your tree and understand your family's history. And he didn't have any. They couldn't find any. And he went home to his family and yelled at them. He was in fourth grade. And he went home and yelled at them and said, why didn't you tell me I don't have a family? And what his grandmother said was things like, what kind of ice cream do you like? And he was like, what does that have to do with me not knowing who I am? Everyone else has family and they know what they are. And she said, what kind of dinosaur would you be if you could be a dinosaur? And he picked a velociraptor. She asked him all these questions that he had no idea what they meant. It was fourth grade. But because he had no history, he was able to write his own. He was able to write what he believed in and what he wanted to say to people. And I think when we're dealing with a narcissist, when we're dealing with abuse, when we're dealing with painful situations in our life, we so often get caught in the story. We get so sick of listening to it. We get so sick of telling it because it's victim speak. And after a while, no one wants to hear it. And that's discouraging all by itself too, right? We just want to be acknowledged. We want someone to give us a cure. But here's a cure. Write the story. Stop telling yourself the same stories and rewrite it. Take a crayon and write something else. What would you be if you had anything right now? What's your story? Think about what you do to make yourself happy. When's the last time that you did something that makes you happy? I didn't realize it, that when I got divorced, that I stopped doing everything that I love to do because I was a victim. I was somebody that had had things happen to her, and I stopped making dinners. I stopped having dinner parties. I love to cook. I love to entertain, and I just stopped. I stopped being a photographer. I used to take pictures all the time. I've had many of my pictures published, but I stopped. I stopped the interests. I became a very hard workaholic because I was in the survival mode. I worked till 1 a.m, 5 days a week, and every single weekend. I still had fun. I still did things. I still taught classes. I still went to things with my friends. But I stopped doing what made me happy. And I think that's key for us, is to understand and write it down. What makes you happy? What do you like to do? Do you like to hike? Get out there and clear your head and hike. Like to ride your bike? Just do it. We so often forget what we want and what our passions are, because we get roped into this story of betrayal, and anger, and hurt, and the victims speak, right? I'm not saying that we aren't victims. I'm telling you to tell yourself a different story, because we have the crayons. I wish I had a prop of a crayon to show you right now. I should have thought of that. Gosh, I could have had a V8. But we have the power. And just like that amazing poet today who had no story, no genealogy tree, and his grandmother just said, be a velociraptor, be your favorite ice cream, be a mountain, be whatever you want to be. You write the story. What has happened yesterday is the past. We cannot do anything about that. But in this moment, just like in that moment when I sat there at that TEDx talk surrounded by fear, I told myself, I'm okay. I'm okay right now. Why sit here and worry about it? Why not just be in the moment and enjoy a magical day?